The intensive care unit at Rantisi Children's Hospital. Try telling doctors here there's no humanitarian crisis in Gaza. They say Israel's blockade has kept spare parts out of Gaza for ventilator machines, with lethal consequences for two children this week.
We couldn't treat him because they need the main treatment for them, these machines or these mechanical ventilator to support his respiratory system for him. But we can't do this because this machine is damaged. Three machines damaged in our ICU.
How many patients do you think may have died because of that?
I saw two patients, at least in the last week, two patients.
Have died because couldn't go on these machines?
Because of these machines, broken machines.
Downstairs, the lab looks high-tech. But doctors say a shortage of chemicals means vital leukemia blood tests can't be done. Nearby, in Shifa Hospital, there's a similar story.
This is for blood gas analysis. It's not working for more than 4 years.
Doctors say they're coping, but the blockade endangers lives. All this despite claims by Israel that all the aid Gaza needs is getting in.
There are no restrictions whatsoever in supplying medicines to the people of Gaza. If there are shortages of particular items, I want to hear about them, and my government will act to facilitate the transfer of medicines that are needed.
In Bet Lahia, in northern Gaza, some families are still living in tents a year and a half after Israel destroyed their homes in Operation Cast Lead, because Israel won't allow enough cement in. It's so difficult living like this, Olfat Shahada told me. The weather is too hot and we can't cope with it, but there's nothing we can do.
Israel's under pressure like never before to ease its blockade of Gaza. It is to allow more snack foods in, Coca-Cola, biscuits and crisps, but cement to rebuild these homes and spare parts for electrical appliances will remain severely restricted.
Israel's policy on Gaza must now change, says Middle East Quartet envoy Tony Blair.
We need now to come to a definitive position that allows us to say very clearly, you know, Gaza is in a different situation because of the Hamas takeover, but nonetheless, for people in Gaza, they should have access to the normal things of normal life.
Israel says 150 trucks of aid enter the strip every day. The UN says five times as much is needed. Dominic Waghorn, Sky News, Gaza.